105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Pittsburgh Steelers came to town and spoiled the Redskins' home opener with a 38-16 win at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
I want to thank the fans for coming out. We let them down in a big way. I want to congratulate Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. He did a heck of a job. How coached us tonight.
Quarterback Kirk Cousins was 30 of 43 on the night for 329 yards.
It was a combination of factors, and once the game started to get away from us, we had to get in a two-minute mode and throw it every down, and it kind of snowballed.
Next Sunday, the Skins host the Dallas Cowboys. Hillary Clinton is resting at home in New York again today, while Bill Clinton fills in for her at some California campaign events. In an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper, Mrs. Clinton admitted she should have been taking it easier.
I'm feeling so much better, and obviously, I should have gotten some rest sooner. I probably would have been better off if I'd just pulled down my schedule on Friday, but like a lot of people, I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and obviously that didn't work out so well.
But Maryland Congressman and physician Andy Harris says Hillary Clinton had no business keeping a full schedule after her diagnosis.
I was stunned by the fact that her doctor let her go out and do fundraisers and appearances with a 68-year-old patient who has pneumonia.
Harris points out that many 68-year-olds with pneumonia end up in the hospital because it's so serious. Harris spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. Despite 3 months of SafeTrack surges, problems on Metro persist around areas that have already been worked on.
Just yesterday, a track condition forced trains to slow down on the blue and yellow lines.
I think it gets to the culture of the agency changing.
GM Paul Wiedefeld says employees are finally speaking up instead of sweeping problems under the rug.
Over the last month or so, you have seen more of that. That is a reflection of our employees saying, okay, this is a new day. When we see something, we're going to do something about it. And we want that.
He says the vast majority of work done during SafeTrack has been good, and they have inspections to see when it isn't up to par.
There will be issues with any construction project, for sure.
At the Vienna Metro Station, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arlington National Cemetery is stepping up its security measures starting in November. You'll need a government-issued photo ID if you're arriving by car, and pedestrian visitors will also be subject to screening. An active shooter response drill is taking place at Fort Belvoir Community Hospital this morning. George Markfelder with the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region says you may see some unusual activity.
They may see some extra helicopter activity. We're going to have exercise participants flying in and out of the area between 7 and noon. And other than that, it shouldn't be too visible to the public, other than maybe just a little extra traffic in and out of the gate at Pensgate.
Today's drill is part of a regional emergency preparedness exercise called Capital Shield 2016. Two Maryland universities are forming a national security partnership to pool their resources and collaborate on counterterrorism research, and the announcement's coming today in Greenbelt as part of another push to persuade the federal government to choose Greenbelt as the new location of FBI headquarters. The event's being hosted by the mayor of Greenbelt, and a number of VIPs are to be on hand. And the ACLU is taking issue with D.C.'s new all-boys high school. The group says it's been trying for a month now to see a copy of the school's official admission policy. The ACLU claims Ron Brown College Preparatory violates federal and city laws by excluding girls. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325, the Nasdaq at 52,12. Sports, the Redskins fall to the Steelers. The 49ers beat the Rams. Baseball, the Nats cut their magic number to 9 with a win over the Mets. The O's lose to the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who's sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable, and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had two problems on the Maryland Beltway. The crash, outer loop, 214 Central Avenue. That's been moved to the shoulder. Still, though, the heavy volume as you push through that Largo area toward 214. And again, you'll hit it slow right near College Park, near Route 1. And that takes you around still with the accident activity between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. That's over on the right shoulder, so you see all those flashing lights. 270 out of Clarksburg, a solid lineup to get past the medical incident on 270 south of 118. Still a bit of activity there. Getting to 270, the obstacle's been the multiple car crash. Upwards of 10 cars involved in this accident. East on 70 as you approach 270, still the right half of the roadway there blocked. For 66, been about the volume for you. Route 7 east after the toll road to Tyco Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures today. We get up to 88. We'll work in more and more sunshine. Clear tonight. Overnight low around 70. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot. We'll get up to the low to mid 90s and we'll drop it down to 80 for the high on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Woodbridge, 61 in Greenbelt, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by New Homes Guide. Ryan Lochte's Dancing with the Stars debut is interrupted by protesters. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. The time is 7:07, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:35, bottom of this hour, Trevor Maddich will explain how poorly the Redskins did last night and why. Is Pittsburgh that good, or are we just that bad? 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio Oversight Committee held a hearing last night about the FBI's investigation into Hillary's emails and what went wrong. We'll talk to him. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It is something that has occurred a few times over the course of my life, and I'm aware of it and usually can avoid it.
That was Hillary Clinton speaking by phone last night to CNN, talking about her pneumonia, dehydration, overheating, cough thing. We're not sure what it is. I mean, there's so many explanations out there at this point. Joining us on the line to help us sort all this out, hopefully, Dr. Mark Siegel, practicing internist, Fox News medical consultant, guy who you see all the time on Fox News talking about medical issues. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for joining us.
Brian and Larry, very good to be on with you. And I think you've already said it, which is we don't know enough. And that leads to a lot of speculation. You know, we have some information. We don't have enough.
Well, what we do know is that there was an incident when she was a senator in 2005 where she passed out on stage. There were no cameras, but it happened. We know she fell and hit her head in 2012 and passed out then. And we know that there was an incident that occurred 9/11/2016 as she was leaving the 9/11. And so we've seen it on TV. We know what that is. When you look at that video and you hear about those two other incidents, what comes to your mind as a medical professional?
Well, I like that you brought up all those three things. The first thing that comes to my mind is I'm looking at a video and I'm not examining an actual patient. So that is a factor here. But I do wonder whether there could be a tendency for fainting, whether she could have a tendency for blackouts. The particular blackout she had in 2012, I think, was quite significant, because by Bill Clinton's statement, she took 6 months to recover from a concussion, and that can be quite significant. She also is taking lifetime blood thinners because of a blood clot that was found on the outside of her brain at that point. And it's from all reports, she's doing well with that. But, you know, if you have a tendency to fall, or you have a tendency to black out and you're on blood thinners, you really got to watch out. So this is one of the reasons I and others have been asking for the full records here, for her to release, for her to give a record release like John McCain did in 2008, mm-hmm. so we can see more facts, and the facts will help guide us. I think it's a public right to know issue.
Dr. Siegel, I very much appreciate you pointing out that you're just looking at videos like the rest of us, and it's impossible to really diagnose what's going on here, and we do need to bear that in mind. However, you are a medical professional and a practicing internist, so you're going to have a more knowledgeable observation than the layman might have. And I want to go back to the video for a moment, because what I saw was her legs were being dragged behind her. She could not put any weight on her legs. She couldn't move her legs. And that's why people are saying, oh, she fainted, she passed out. However, her upper body, including her head, was rigid. Her head did not droop and fall to her chest as if she had passed out. Can you tell me what sort of possible phenomenon that could cause somebody's body to do that, the legs to go limp, but their upper body to remain rigid?
Well, it could have been that she was in the process of passing out. You lose muscle tone when that happens, and I thought that her upper body, she was losing muscle tone. But as you say, looking at a video, I mean, it seemed to me she was about to pass out. But, you know, there's many things that cause that to occur, and that's why we need more information. It could be that it's as being reported, that it's related to a situation of dehydration or she has a prior history of this. Mm-hmm. And the other issue, of course, is, you know, how certain is this pneumonia diagnosis? I mean, have that, but we don't see nobody's showing us a chest X-ray. I mean, pneumonia is a pretty serious diagnosis, by the way. And, yes, people recover from that pretty well, and, yes, treatments work. But we have her doctor saying that, but it's pretty strange to me that she goes from getting treatment on Friday to suddenly going to a memorial on Sunday. That's pretty quick. When I'm treating pneumonia, I definitely want people to stay in bed.
All right. On the pneumonia front, we hear on one hand that it's part of something that is going around that everybody... Listen very carefully as Brian Fallon, campaign spokesman, talks about this briefly.
And we've heard that a number of people on this campaign staff have been ill. How are you feeling?
Well, I was actually sick for a couple days, but I think I had the mild form of it. But everybody from Robbie Mook to several of the senior staff here have been afflicted with some form of something or other for
the
last few days.
All right, so there he is. He's talking about how it's going around. But then almost immediately we're told, oh, but this is not contagious. Which is it?
Well, first of all, pneumonia is contagious. I don't know of any forms of pneumonia that aren't contagious. So one of the things that's happening, by the way, this is being handled, by the way, is that the public is getting the wrong idea about what pneumonia is.
Yeah.
Pneumonia could be viral or bacterial. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. If she's being treated with an antibiotic, they think it's probably or possibly bacterial. And pneumonia is highly contagious. I don't know of any example of pneumonia.
There you go. Now, that is absolutely...
A definitive
answer from somebody who knows versus what the campaign is saying. They have been adamant that it's not contagious. One other thing, as you look at that video, I mean, really, that's what we have to go on. As a medical professional, if you had been standing on that street corner as a doctor and had seen from that vantage point what you saw, would it be your recommendation to take her to an emergency room or to her daughter's apartment?
Well, I don't want to dig too deep into that because she has certain advantages that the rest of us don't have, and there are also disadvantages that come with that. What I'm getting at is my best answer to that is if I saw that, the person needs to be seen by a medical professional right away. That's my opinion. And I don't know whether that was arranged or not. We don't know who met her at her daughter's apartment.
Well, we're told that the doctor did not...
The emergency room is it's public. You know, and to actually get control of that situation, even with Secret Service and everything else, is very difficult. I think, in my opinion, from that video, I would have wanted her to be seen by a medical professional.
We are told that she did not see the doctor until she got to Chappaqua some hours later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, if that's true, and again, I want more records to see, I think the key here is records. You know, VIPs don't always get the best care. The best decisions aren't always made, even someone like her. So, you know, that's a take-home here, too.
Yeah.
I can tell you from years of treating well-known people that they're not always getting the best care.
So many questions about this. And by the way, if you have questions about this, we want to have a conversation with you. If you still have open questions about Hillary's health based on what we've seen in and learned over the last several days. Why don't you call in 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. One last question for you, Dr. Siegel. You've got a 68-year-old woman who comes to you. She's been suffering from severe allergies and is on a increased antihistamine load to combat that. She also has a history of deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, and is currently taking blood thinners. And you now diagnose her with pneumonia. What is the treatment you would give her?
Well, first of all, you know, you mentioned something about antihistamines. They can also contribute to drowsiness. That may be a factor. And I don't want the public to be confused about this cough, because you could have a cough from a very benign reason, like allergies, like asthma, like reflux, and then on top of that develop a cough, which ends up being pneumonia. But one thing for sure, if you've got pneumonia and you're being treated with antibiotics, by the way, that interferes with the blood thinners. It makes it more difficult to manage them, because all antibiotics cause you to, almost all, I should say, require you to need less Coumadin, less blood thinner. So that's a balancing act, and a physician has to be very careful to adjust the blood thinner dose so that it suits what the antibiotics are doing to the body. I'm trying to convey the idea that it's not always that simple, yep, and takes very, very careful doctoring.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Dr. Mark Siegel. So good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Really appreciate that.
So your
great
calls,
to be on with you guys.
Your calls next on Hillary's Health. I bet you have questions. I've got questions still. Let's discuss them. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Commuters have really been struggling trying to get into Frederick and to 270. The problem, I-70 eastbound, and it's such a tricky area. It's right where 15 is merging on to 70, and everyone's trying to get to the right to get to 270. 9 to 10 cars involved in this crash. So I-70 east at 270, still with the cleanup. Stay to the left. Once you get on to 270, heavy in Urbana, off and on down to Hyattstown. South of 118, we had the incident. They were trying to get that to the shoulder, had a medical emergency. Still checking out the crash. Nothing blocked, but the outer loop right after Georgia Avenue, so the pressure's still on from near Route 1 in the College Park area. New Hampshire Avenue, 108, accident just reported. For Virginia, it's just been about the volume on 66, but a lot of it pushing in through Manassas, Centerville, off and on through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for sunny skies today, a high of 88, tonight around 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow in the mid-90s. Pretty warm day tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is 717 on WMN. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Like a lot of people, I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and obviously that didn't work out so well.
That's the new spin put out there by the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton herself, Governor Granholm, former governor of Michigan, lots of celebrities who support her going out there saying, wow, look at her, powering through this pneumonia, 68-year-old. This shows that she's fierce. This shows that she's awesome. As Hollywood actor Patton Oswalt put it, she's badass. Well, is that really your takeaway? That's the takeaway they want you to have.
Yeah, no.
What are your reactions as we now look at this Hillary health issue a couple of days later? Let's start with John in the district here on WMAL.
Hey, John, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My only comment was this, and, you know, I completely obviously agree with Dr. Siegel. I think he had some great points. But the fact is that this is a 68-year-old woman with a history of a blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis in the brain, who clearly had some mental status changes. She was not in control of her body. And if you look in detail at that video, you could even construe it as seizure activity. You never know. But this woman, she should have been brought to an emergency room.
Yes.
And her head should have been scanned. I mean, this is complete medical mismanagement. But it goes to what Dr. Siegel said. A lot of these VIP patients, they get poor care or, you know, a substandard care. I mean, you know, look at Michael Jackson.
Well, we know in this case, John, and thank you for the call. And by the way, you told Heather that you are a practicing physician as well. So we thank you for lending your expertise. We know in this case, in fact, that the regular protocol that the Secret Service would normally do when they're handling a dignitary that has a health emergency like this, and that was overruled by a campaign operative. That's what the New York Post is now reporting.
And this is really what is most troubling to me. I mean, she had an event of some kind. And maybe it's something that's so routine that they know what it is and that changes their perspective on it, but they haven't shared that with us if that's the case. If that is a rare thing that happened and she's passing out and she's unable to walk, she loses control of her body, she's had a blood issue, she has an issue with a blood clot in her brain, and she's on all kinds of medication. Why in the hell don't you take her to the emergency room?
Because politics overrides everything else.
Because it would have looked bad. That's
Jason in Baltimore, our little suburb to the north. Jason, you're on WMAL.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I'm not a Hillary Clinton supporter, but based on my knowledge on health care and medical records, I don't understand what's the obsession with people having her or whoever's managing her campaign disclose her detailed medical information. According to law, she does not have to do that.
Oh, you're right, Jason. She doesn't have to. And this is why I was glad to take your call, because I think this is a fair point. However, wouldn't you agree that when you are putting yourself out there to be commander-in-chief, to be the president of the United States, to be the person that could quite potentially put men and women in the military in harm's way and commit our nation to war, doesn't your health become an issue? Isn't whether you are sound physically and mentally to take on that very important role, isn't that an issue when you give up some of those rights when you run for office?
It you know, you have a really good point. I'm not going to deny it, but it is a really thin line between breaking the law and but you do have a point. It's just that a really thin line that since it happened on September 11th, I think many media outlets are pushing and are almost crossing that line where they're basically demanding.
I'll tell you, there are three blackout incidents that we know of since 2005. Three that are absolutely documented. There's no doubt about them. There may have been more, but we know about three. I want to know if my commander-in-chief is going to blackout. I'm sorry. I think it's a fair question.
Jason, thank you for the call and raising that issue. We have more of your calls in a moment. It's now 7:22.
So you need to fix up the yard, but concerned about the cost? Long Fence is your answer. Now offering 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers for a limited time. And financing is available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today for your free estimate.
Want to talk about home security for a moment? With Ackerman Security Systems, they can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price, just $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving immediately. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very easy for you to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place. You get the peace of mind of that great $19.95 a month price. And then on one thing, Ackerman, well, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And here's a special deal, an offer just for you, the WMAL listener. If you call Ackerman, mention you listen to the WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September new customers, receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed, you'll be able to see who's at your door, even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova, join the future of health.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the toll road, Virginia, eastbound Dulles Toll Road, before you get to Wheelie Avenue, that's where we have the scene of the crash. And I'm also looking at delays on Wheelie Avenue, north of the toll road. So it looks like we have a crash. Wheelie Avenue, southbound, before you get to Sunset Hills Road, before the toll road. So a little hung up through that stretch. On Route 7, it's been about the volume. Once you cross the toll road, if you're heading into Tyson's, we had an earlier crash, 7 at Tyco Road. That is not a factor. So you are getting through there. Okay, no problems. Maryland on the outer loop of the Beltway, the crash outer loop after George Avenue before Connecticut Avenue sits on the right shoulder. We have delays that begin from Route 1 and off of 95 now before you get to the ICC. Heading into town across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, it's just been about the volume. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon as we get up to around 88. We are clear tonight, overnight low around 70, but hot tomorrow with low to mid-90s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It's now 7:26.
We're talking about Hillary's health as the campaign and President Clinton, former President Clinton, tried to make the story go away. More questions come up. We just spoke with Dr. Mark Siegel, a practicing internist, and he has lots of questions. Beth and Olney, what are your questions about this? That's line 7 there, Mike McKay, Beth and Olney.
Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning. My thought is, you know, she ought to be telling the truth about what's going on with her so that voters can be informed. I've got, you know, she's not too bright if she's got pneumonia and she's out and about. I have a son in the military. He's supposed to go on a deployment next year. I don't trust her with my son's life and making decisions on that. She's not making a very good choices about her own life.
About her.
She's not taking care of her own self.
It's a great point, Beth, and I really appreciate you raising it. Listen, this entire episode raises 3 very important questions about our next commander-in-chief. Number one, her actual health, whether she is actually up to the job physically. Number two, her judgment about whether she took a doctor's advice and just ignored it and went out and overexerted herself if she does, in fact, have pneumonia. And third, her transparency and her campaign's propensity to lie about the reality of what we're all seeing.
Well, it seems like three pretty important issues. Every time she, you know, something happens, she says, well, in retrospect, perhaps I should have.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of that goes on with her. It goes on with email servers.
Yeah.
And it goes on with her health.
That sort of thing is as contagious as pneumonia these days.
That's what I hear.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Trevor Manich. What happened last night out at Redskins Stadium? What happened out at FedEx Field? We'll get the lowdown from Trevor in just a moment. 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It's a season-opening loss for the Redskins as they fall to the Steelers 38-16 at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
They were well-coached and well-prepared and made plays when I had to make them. And we failed to make them, and they got the W. Hats off to Coach Tomlin and Pittsburgh Steelers. And we got to go back to the drawing board, play a lot better to beat the Cowboys next week.
Kirk Cousins was 30-43 on the night for 329 yards and two interceptions. It's going to be another day of rest for Hillary Clinton at her home in New York.
I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it.
The Democratic nominee responding to critics who have slammed her campaign for not disclosing her diagnosis sooner.
I just didn't think it was going to be that big a deal.
She's trying to turn the transparency spotlight back on Donald Trump, who has yet to release his tax returns or medical records.
Compare everything you know about me with my opponent. I think it's time he met the same level of disclosure that I have for years.
Clinton pledging to return to the campaign trail this week.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. A few dozen activists came to Richmond yesterday to call on Republican Virginia lawmakers to drop their opposition to Governor Terry McAuliffe's push to restore voting and other civil rights to more than 200,000 felons. Israel is denying Syrian government claims that Syrian forces shot down an Israeli warplane and drone near the Israeli-controlled part of the Golan Heights. That report comes as opposition and monitoring groups say the U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire appears to be holding one day in. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325, the Nasdaq at 52,12. Sports Monday Night Football, the Redskins lose, the 49ers shut out the Rams. Baseball, the Nationals move closer to the NL East title with a win over the Mets. The O's lose ground, falling to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile
begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists, terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile, not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. But that's exactly how I found Dr. Rebrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On New York Avenue, inbound as you're trying to get past North Capitol Street. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. In the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, volume, southeast-southwest freeway. Your lanes have been open this morning. On 395 off the Beltway, pretty much a continuous backup to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, a couple of problems. We'll take you onto the toll road and into Reston, eastbound Dulles Toll Road, before you get to Wheelie Avenue with the crash, and then on Wheelie Avenue southbound before you get to the toll road before Sunset Hills Road for the accident. Police are telling me they're trying to get that moved into a parking lot. So patience as you head southbound Wheelie Avenue, heavier than normal. Trying to get into Frederick, the crash had involved up to 9 cars on I-70 eastbound at 270. Now looks like most everything clear to the right shoulder, but very slow. Big delays there. And on 270 through Urbana, off and on into Rockville with the delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon as we get up to around 88. We are clear tonight, overnight low around 70, but hot tomorrow with low to mid 90s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Manassas, 61 in Silver Spring, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
The time is 7:37, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got a big, big hour and a half in front of us here. 805 Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, he held an evening hearing last night in the Oversight Committee. He participated in that hearing to get to the bottom of how the FBI really investigated Hillary Clinton. You're going to want to hear this because it's unbelievable. Also, 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
To the rescue.
It's time to deconstruct what the hell happened last night at FedEx Field. Trevor Maddich is on the line. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst and a Comcast Sportsnet co-host. Good guy, 12-time Emmy winner, and an elite long snapper in his own right. Hello, Trevor. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, the final score was Steelers 38, Washington Redskins 16. I just got to tell you from the my unexpert eye. They just sort of stunk up the place. They weren't very good across the board, and there were way too many penalties.
Yep, you're right about that. The Redskins have the ability to do good things, but not if they also beat themselves. And I think the penalty part and beating themselves part can be summed up in one sequence where Matt Jones ran for 9 yards up the middle. Now it's second and one. But the play was called back because of a holding penalty. Then there was another penalty. So that second and one turned into first and 25. And that drive stalled out on fourth down. And the Redskins are not good enough to overcome things like that.
Well, I mean, that's on the offensive side of the ball. And, well, all right, let's continue with offense because I do want to get to defense in a minute. But in that first half, they had a couple of pretty good drives that resulted in field goals. But the Redskins have to be able to put the ball in the end zone at that point. Is this a problem with the play calling or is this a problem with the execution?
No, it's a problem with the execution because the Redskins, remember we talked yesterday about how this team needs to throw the ball to set up the run because they're not strong enough at the running back position or the offensive line really to enforce their will running the ball. So that means they've got to throw the ball first. So when they got down into the red zone, if you don't run the ball well, it makes it harder to punch it in to score touchdowns. But they do have the guys to do it through the air. I mean, tight end Jordan Reed especially. When wide receiver Josh Doctson, their first-round draft choice, comes back and he's fully healthy, he's a guy that can jump out of the building. And in the red zone, you throw the ball up, he'll jump up and get it. But that's the way they'll need to really punch it in down there until their running game really develops more teeth.
One of the things I saw written about last night was that about 78% of all the offensive plays were passes because they didn't have much of a running game. And because of that, you know, if you throw that many passes, you're going to get in trouble now and then. And that's what happened to Kirk Cousins last night. What, two interceptions, I believe, on the evening.
Yeah, there were. The second one, he was trying to come back late in the game. I understand that. The first one, he was just trying to do too much. The Steelers were, they knew the Redskins needed to throw the ball deep, so they backed all the defensive backs out. They basically gave them the short passes, the little 5-6 yard passes, 4 yard passes, then they'd rally up to make the tackle. Well, on the first interceptions, Kirk tried to throw the ball deep, and the linebacker abandoned the short pass and left it there to be wide open and sagged back to the receiver that Kirk wanted to hit, and he's the one that picked it off. So that was just Kirk not being patient enough. But when you talk about passing the ball more than running it, they only had 11 called runs, 12 total, including a quarterback scramble. So 11 runs, and people say, well, that's not enough, and you're right. The problem is that other than a 12-yard run by Matt Jones, Jones averaged 2 yards per carry.
Jeez.
And so when you hand the ball off, you end up behind the chains because you're not getting enough yardage when you run the ball.
Yeah.
So at some point, you got to figure out a way to get more yards than that, and that means you got to throw it.
If you're not averaging at least three and a third yards, you're in trouble, right?
You're in trouble. And also keep this in mind that on third and fourth down conversion, the NFL standard is 40%, 4-0. The Steelers average 68% conversion. And the Redskins, 25%. That's another reason they couldn't run the ball much, because they were always in third and long, because they couldn't run the ball effectively on first down.
Well, and back to the Steelers' ability to convert on third and fourth down, let's talk about the Skins' defense for a minute, because I feel like I've been talking about this the whole preseason. We spent so much time talking about the offense. What's going on with this defense? It looked like Roethlisberger absolutely owned them on all those quick dump passes across the middle. I mean, you'd think that there would have been some adjustments there, but then we talked yesterday, and you specifically said, what's the one threat they got to worry about? Antonio Brown. And we've got Josh Norman there. How many gajillions of dollars did we just spend on Josh Norman? And Jay Gruden was asked after the game, hey, did you ever think about switching up and putting Josh Norman on Antonio Brown? And he said, yeah, it never occurred to me. Come on.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's not really built into their scheme, and that's not really what Josh Norman does. And really, I don't think it would have helped anyway. Because on a lot of those plays that we see as Antonio Brown torching Breshad Breeland, Breeland was actually right there. And when you have a perfect pass and an all-timer of a wide receiver, at the same time, there's really no corner in the league that will stop that. And that's really what happened. I mean, the passes were dropped in with such pinpoint accuracy, it was uncanny.
You know, it really was. I mean, Roethlisberger was really on his game last night. I mean, there was a moment where he fumbled the ball and then reached down, grabbed it, and sort of flung it downfield without even looking.
And it was a perfect pass to Sammy Coates.
Absolutely on the money.
And the defender was right there. That time it was Greg Toler. But you're right. It was just one of those nights where a nearly perfect NFL quarterback was unstoppable no matter how well you played on defense. And the Redskins' defensive backs were all over the receivers, including Brown. But the quarterback just beat him anyway.
All right. So what happens now? I mean, we got the Cowboys coming up, and of course they got their own issues, but there's not a lot of time to get ready. So how do we look for the Cowboys?
Well, first you have to figure out a way to stop the run, and the Redskins did that against the Steelers. They tried it by doing man coverage in the secondary and then trying to stack the box. They ended up not stopping either the pass or the run. But it's different now when you've got a rookie quarterback in Dak Prescott. Prescott has not shown the ability to be accurate on his deep balls yet. And so the Redskins, I think, will not have that same problem of pinpoint accuracy down the field. It'll make it easier to crowd the line of scrimmage against the run.
All right. Sounds good.
I know we'll talk about it before the game with you, Trevor, as you always do.
Oh,
so
boy.
Well.
What a sinking feeling, though, huh?
Yeah. I had not a good way to start.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you a little bit later. Thanks a lot, Trevor. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Okay, if you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now, and that's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. Look, any agent can hold an open house or put up a for sale sign in your front yard. But Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but he needed to sell it as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time with no out-of-pocket expenses. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Do not be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Coming in from the west, let's do this off the Greenway onto the toll road. Unfortunately, we have a solid lineup to try to get you through Reston, the crash before you get to Wheelie Avenue. And then on Wheelie Avenue, completely separate, the crash is southbound Wheelie Avenue before the toll road, before Sunset Hills Road. They were trying to get everybody involved in that into the parking lot, but still watch for police direction. Wheelie Avenue, a little more time than it normally takes you. Also, making a trip on Hunter Mill Road, heading southbound, just seeing that volume as you head down toward the toll road with nothing reported along the way. For now, we hope it stays that way. Beltway each direction, trying to get into Silver Spring slow. Outer loop near George Avenue, the crash had been on the shoulder. Now the inner loop is bunched up, leaving Bethesda near Old Georgetown Road, and as you come off of 270 to get around to Georgia Avenue, may have a new incident there. And lanes open inbound New York Avenue, North Capitol Street, earlier crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front, for the most part, a dry frontal system moving through Wednesday night. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm then, but we will cool down some. Today, we'll see more and more sunshine, get up to 88. Clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, hot, low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Washington Overhead Door.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Good news, bad news department. Bad news is because of the Redskins game last night, we in the Washington area were unable to watch Dancing with the Stars.
I think I would have rather watched that, actually.
Well,
given the way it went.
Which leads us to the good news. You can watch it. They're going to play it this morning, actually. So set your DVRs on
there
it. And
go.
Oh, I'm going to, because it sounds like it was pretty amazing. There were really two big people that we've been focusing on this episode of Dancing with the Stars. This is the season premiere, of course.
Yeah.
And that would be Rick Perry, former governor of Texas,
former presidential candidate.
And Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer who just had some, found himself in hot water, if
his
I may.
His hair seems to have returned to its original color.
So here's the intro for Rick Perry on his debut on DWTS.
My name is Rick Perry. I'm the governor of the great state of Texas. I'm not the governor of the great state of Texas. That's not right. I'm the former governor. I've been involved in politics since 1985, all the way up to running for president twice.
I'm Rick Perry.
That's hilarious. How are you?
That would be him interacting with his partner there. And as you can see from that video intro, Rick Perry comes across as such a really charming, likable guy. And it continued.
I'm really excited about doing Dancing with the Stars. My daughter's wedding is coming up, so I need to be ready to look really good on the dance floor for her.
Rick has never danced before in his life, so we're building his dancing up from the bottom up.
So how did he do?
Well, I saw a little clip, and it looked like he has some moves.
I thought he did great. I mean, listen, he's following in the footsteps of other politicians or political pundits who have done this. And yeah. So who do we know that has done this?
Tom DeLay,
also from Texas,
right,
who was, you know, clumsy, but made it through a couple of weeks,
yeah,
if I remember
right. Okay,
right. There were other people who were worse, basically. Yeah. And then, of course, our very good friend, Tucker Carlson, who...
Yeah. He's a politico.
Well,
right.
Let's just say he... Well, he was the first man voted off the island.
Yeah,
all right?
He didn't last about 10 minutes.
What he lacks in dancing, he makes up for in his brilliant and witty commentary.
Many, many other ways.
Yes.
That's true.
So, how did Rick Perry do? Here's the end of his dance. You can hear it yourself. Listen to the crowd. Do you hear that reaction?
There you go.
They loved him.
Well, he might.
You look skeptical.
Well,
I'm telling you, he was awesome.
Now listen, he's got an advantage because he's a big, tall, strapping guy wearing really amazing cowboy boots, and that gives you a leg up right there.
I don't know if cowboy boots gives you a leg up. Yeah. He's not going to wear cowboy boots every time. They happen to do a country song, so I guess it made sense. Hmm. But we shall see. Anyway, he did well. Also, by the way, there was an episode with Ryan Lochte as they were judging his dance.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, a ruckus sort of came up, and there were protesters with no Ryan Lochte t-shirts that stormed the stage.
These people were anti-Lochte?
They're anti-Lochte for one reason or another. I can't wait to find out. Maybe they're like Brazilian nationals or something and don't like that he exposed how corrupt their nation and their politicians
Brazilian,
are and their police
no doubt,
are.
Yes.
But here's kind of what happened.
Yeah, you're right. This is a place for second chances. Swimming is a... Excuse me.
Back off, she
back
says.
Off.
That's what happened as the protesters were jumping on the stage. They quickly went to commercial. They came back. The people have been detained. I don't know if they got arrested. And Lochte?
So many feelings are going through my head right now. A little hurt. But, you know, I came out here. I wanted to do something that I'm completely not comfortable with. And I did.
He did, and it's too bad that it was disrupted by those protesters. But we'll see what happens there. But I think they're both going to make it through the first cut. So there you go.
All right.
751 on WMAL.
Hi. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
It's time to check, see how your money's doing from the news desk of CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamblick. Hello, Chuck.
And good morning. Happy Tuesday. You've seen the pattern, up one day, down the next. We're hitting a down day today with the futures pointing to a lower open, about 100 points off the Dow at the beginning. Wells Fargo just announced this hour that it will get rid of product sales goals for retail bankers. This follows a $185 million settlement for its banking practices last week. 5,300 retail workers were fired for opening 2 million customer accounts without the customer's permission. If you bought one of those fire-prone Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones and did not send it back in the recall, there's a fix coming next week that will limit battery charging to 60% to prevent fires. Those who did send their phone backs will have to wait a couple of weeks for a replacement. Oprah Winfrey will help Weight Watchers pick a new CEO after the current boss quit last night. And Instagram is out with a new tool that lets users filter out words they find offensive. Users make a list of the words. They're then hidden when they come up in posts. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland in the Ashton Sandy Spring area, the crash, New Hampshire Avenue, 108. Still watch your police direction. Heading to the Beltway this morning, 2995 BW Parkway, Route 1. Everyone's slow merging onto that Beltway outer loop where delays begin near Route 1 and head around past George Avenue. That's the scene of our early morning rush hour crash. That activity had still been on the shoulder, causing interloop rubbernecking delays as well. Now for 270 out of Urbana, heavy most of the way down through to the Beltway. Toll Road, we are still bunched up dealing with the crash. Eastbound Toll Road before you get to Wheelie Avenue, delays off of the Greenway. And on Wheelie Avenue, southbound prior to the Beltway, that's where crews have been dealing with the crash. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Attention barbecue buffs. Dickie's has classic sandwiches starting at just $6.50. Your favorite meats, smoked low and slow on a brioche bun. Served up at prices that are darn tasty, too. Come on in and get you some Dickies. We speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get up to around 88 today, and we will see more and more sunshine. Clear tonight, low 70. Hot tomorrow, mostly sunny, high low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees at 7:56.
You love the beach so much, you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
One night, nine locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. This Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Representative Jim Jordan to talk about his hearing last night over the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server.
Hey, something happened on Pennsylvania Avenue.